Are you looking to get into voiceover work? Are you already doing voiceover work but would like to learn more and actually progress in your career? My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, aka vocabilities.com. And today I'm going to be offering three tips I suggest you put into practice in order to become the best voiceover writers you can be and get ahead of the competition. Tip number one, learn to sight read. That's right, you need to be able to pull words off of the page, okay? This might be, you might get a script on the day, you might get a script weeks beforehand, you might have to have a whole book to read. It doesn't, you never really know what you're gonna get or what's gonna come your way, so you have to be prepared. And because you're not really having to learn all these lines most often, you need to be able to read them on the page and lift them off without it sounding like you're reading it. And the best way to do this is just to practice. Seriously, every day, just get a newspaper, a book, or something different, you know, like a paragraph or a page or a few pages, and just read aloud. Record yourself reading aloud and listen back to it. That's going to be the one thing that really sets you apart from everyone else, is that you can understand how to read things because you've practiced doing it and you know what to do. Tip two, listen to other people doing it. Listen to the professionals, listen to audiobooks, listen to commercials. Don't just watch commercials or listen to commercials on the radio or on the internet, on TV, and let them just kind of go into your subconscious. Actually take the time to consciously understand what it is the voiceover artist is doing. So whether you kind of make note of what they're doing or not, you will start to see patterns and you'll start to see certain words they engage with and highlight, and the way they end sentences, the way they begin sentences. And the reason that their voices are being used is mainly because they're doing it right. It's not always about the voice, it's about the way you use it. And for those people who know how to use it, A, have practiced, and B, know what kind of works and why it works, and the way you're going to do that is by listening to others who do it very well already. And if they're getting paid to do it, it's clear that they're already doing it very well. Tip three, and anyone who's not new to this channel probably knows the answer to this one already, it is practice daily. And not just sight reading daily, but I mean exercise your voice daily. Do articulation exercises daily. Warm up your instrument daily. You know, make sure that you're limber and relaxed and you're resonant and you're articulate. So when it does come time to speak and you get a job, maybe it's like last minute, and you get called in, you don't have to then start rushing to prepare yourself physically. You are there. Your body is working for you as an instrument, and that way you're always ready to go. Therefore, if someone calls you up and asks for a demo, there's a last minute piece of work they need a voice for quickly, you're able to deliver straight away because you don't have to go back and start exercising and warming up because you're constantly in that state of readiness. So by doing daily consistent exercises, you're going to be on top and again ahead of everyone else. So that's my third tip for today. And these are three things that people don't, you know, even professionals don't think about. They don't even utilize. And the reason I get a lot of work as a voiceover artist is because I do. I keep myself exercised daily. I keep my sight reading up to scratch. And I listen to other voices. I listen to other professionals and see how they do it. Sometimes that informs how I do it, but also it gives me the opportunity to understand what I feel doesn't quite work or what I don't want to do for myself. And that gives me a unique voice and it gives me the opportunity to make my own decisions about it. Okay, so I hope that's useful. If you want to learn more about your voice, come along to my website at vocabilities.com and learn how to improve your voice in one of the online courses. Thanks for watching. I'm Darren McStay. Good luck in your career as a voiceover artist, whatever you choose to do, and I hope these three things come in useful for you. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now I've been telling them real badly, so I hate myself and all my faults, because the one thing time won't heal, the loss of days gone by.